My elder date of service is January 26, 2013. Patient name is Denise Parker, Denise Parker. Date of birth is January 12, 1957. Primary care physician is Susan Harrell. Phone number 313-862-3500. Per next paragraph, cardiology clinic. No next paragraph. Reason for visit. Follow up next paragraph. Dear colleagues, we had the pleasure of seeing Ms. Parker in our clinic with past medical history significant for COPD. Hypertension, histoplasmosis, Graves' disease, costochondritis, valvular heart disease, non-obstructive peripheral artery disease, performed on October 30, 2010, and non-obstructive coronary artery disease, status post left heart catheterization, done on December 23, 2010. Period. She came to our clinic today as follow-up. Per next paragraph, on today's visit, the patient is complaining of chest pain that is burning in type, severity 5 by 10, progressively better, relieved with Vicodin and Omeprazole, and occurs every day. Period. She also complains of reproducible retrosternal pain for about a few days, and the patient says it is moderate in severity. Period. It has no aggravating or relieving factors. Period. She denies any shortness of breath, orthopnea, paroxysmal nocturnal dyspnea, lightheadedness, presyncopal or syncopal episodes, palpitations, claudication, or bilateral lower leg edema. Period. Next paragraph. Past medical history significant for number one, GERD. Next point, COPD. Next point, hypertension. Next point, histoplasmosis. Next point, Graves' disease. Next point, costochondritis. Next point, valvular heart disease. Next point, non-obstructive peripheral artery disease. Status post peripheral angiogram performed on October 30, 2010. Next point, non-obstructive coronary artery disease. Status post left heart catheterization done on December 23, 2010. Past surgical history significant for lung biopsy in 2010. Resulting in subcutaneous emphysema. Period. Next paragraph, family histories insignificant. For next paragraph, social history significant for smoking in the past but quit 3 years ago. Period. She denies drinking alcohol, using any illicit drugs. Period. Next paragraph, allergies. The patient is allergic to iodine and contrast dye. And seafood. Here, next paragraph. Current medications include number one, albuterol nebulizer, DAD, PRN for shortness of breath. Next point, metoprolol, extended release, 100 mg daily. Next point, ipratropium, 18 mcg capsule daily. Next point, aspirin, 81 mg daily. Next point, Simbacor daily. Next point, Vicodin, extra strength, PRN for pain, 7.5 by 750 mg. Next point, Advair inhaler. Next point, Spiriva inhaler. Next paragraph, physical examination on today's visit. The vital signs include blood pressure of 120 by 80, heart rate 68, weight 134.8, height 5'6". Please copy normal physical examination. Period. Next paragraph, diagnostic investigations. Please copy the following diagnostic investigations from cardiology clinic note of December 19, 2012, page 3 and 4, which include chest x-ray, done on lab chemistry, done on November 25, 2012, EKG done on October 2, 2012, stress test done on July 26, 2012, CT thorax without contrast done on November 8, 2011, MRI cervical spine without contrast done on October 27, 2011, left heart catheterization done on December 23, 2010, peripheral catheterization done on October 30, 2010, ultrasound of the lower extremities done on December 2010. 2010, DLCO done on March 26, 2012, carotid ultrasound done on July 31, 2012. Purinex paragraph assessment and plan. Number one, chest pain. On today's visit, the patient complains of chest pain that is of burning type 6x10, progressively bitter, and is relieved with omeprazole and Vicodin, and occurs every day. Period. We advise the patient to stay compliant with her GERD medication, which is omeprazole, period. She also complains of reproducible retrosternal chest pain. It is dull, that is of pushing type, period. On her previous left heart catheterization done on December 23, 2010, showed non-ops, period. On today's visit, we have scheduled the patient for a rib cage x-ray, rule out sternal fracture, period. We advise the patient to call us immediately on worsening of symptoms, and we will continue to monitor her condition in her follow-up appointment in 1 month or sooner if necessary, period. Next point. COPD. The patient has a history of COPD as well as histoplasmosis, period. We advise the patient to stay compliant with their medication and follow up with their primary care physician and pulmonologist regarding this matter, period. Next point, hypertension. On today's visit, the patient's blood pressure is 120 by 80, which is controlled, period. We advise the patient to stay compliant with their medication and adhere to low salt diet, period. We will continue to monitor her condition in her follow-up appointment in 1 month, and we also advised her to follow up with her primary care physician regarding this matter, period. Next point, peripheral arterial disease. The patient has a history of non-obstructive peripheral arterial disease, status post peripheral angiography performed on October 30, 2010, period. On this visit, she denies any leg pain, period. We advise the patient to call us immediately upon worsening of symptoms, and we will continue to monitor her condition in her follow-up appointment in 1 month, period. Next, cardiopharmacogenomics. DNA buccal swab to confirm genotypes and aid in dosing medication metabolized by the CYP450 pathway showed a low value for VKOR-C1 and an intermediate metabolizer through CYP2C19. On the swab test performed on March 23, 2012, period. Thank you very much for allowing us to participate in the care of Ms. Parker. Our phone number has been provided for her to call with any questions or concerns, period. We will see her back in our clinic in about 1 month, period. Meanwhile, she is instructed to continue to see her primary care physician regarding continuity of care, period. Thank you very much. Sincerely, Fahad Aftab, FAHAD, FTAB, dictating for Dr. Mahir Elder. This is the end of this dictation.